All right, welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 102. Geeks of the Square Table after dark.
No, it's don't be suggestive that we're going to go in directions like that are past PG. Because that's definitely
right. Directions like PG. We go anyways.
Yeah, no, maybe PG-13. But it's still after dark slow jam.
Do you listen to Taylor talk?
The Quiet Storm.
We are a hard R.
We are. But
all right, so we're
prime time
to Gomer, dude.
Prime time sports.
Various bad impersonations. And yes. Where's AKA David, who could actually do the voices?
That's why I do them, just so he looks like he's doing them better. Man. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I just think of him doing his British Queen accent, and I just start dying laughing. It's so good.
Ah. So those of you have been going through a lot of the backtracks and our stacks of wax, how many of you fanboys and fangirls would actually like to see a compilation disc of, or in this case, DVD of the first 100?
Oh, yeah. I'm
hearing from a couple now. Started out as kind of a joke, but I have actually had some people want show interest in wanting it.
Yeah, so we're not talking like a greatest hits. We're talking about a boxed set.
Well, two partially used DVDs.
No, actually, the first 100 would be.
We can put it in a box.
Just enough to fill up one DVD.
We can put it in a box. And we can put little, you know, homemade doodads in there, one-of-a-kind doodads.
What kind of doodads would we want in there? Gomer, are we going to have to include bikini pics of you or something? I mean,
how much are we selling them for? Are we just giving these away?
We might have to pay people if they include that. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely, and it'll find its way on the web.
I'm sure it's already on there, Gomer, knowing you.
Maybe. On the dark net. The dark net. This has definitely gotten after dark. I like to think of it more as a prime time.
Prime time slot. We've moved from early morning talk show to prime time.
I don't know if that's good or bad for radio.
That just means that we don't have to have cheesy guests on there cooking stuff.
Oh, I guess.
Or pet tricks.
But then you get to eat the stuff that they cook, and I like eating stuff. It's nice.
Well, I'll give you that. Eating
you
stuff.
Watch too much TV, man. Well, let's talk about TV.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about all the things that could be.
No. After dark.
See, nobody going to go TLC on me? All right.
Is it TLC? Is that a TLC?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Was that TLC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Talk about all the things that could be.
You're a 90s child. Nobody's getting that reference, dude. Nobody's getting that reference.
I'm sure there are other people in my age range that might get that reference.
You brought up TLC. You know they're going back, but they don't have, like, the C part. And right, someone else is supposed to be, like, sitting in for
I thought them. They don't have the L part.
They're missing a letter. There's a letter missing.
But they definitely have T, right?
T might be the one gone. I'm not that big of a fan. But I know they're on tour with someone else.
Yeah, now they.
Our new primetime lineup includes pop music from 30 years ago.
Not quite discussion. 30 years ago, 20 years
it
ago.
It feels like 30, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about TV. It's the new fall TV season, and everything has pretty much premiered that I want to premiere. There's stuff on tonight. Honestly, I did not watch Flash last night.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to go home and watch it either tonight or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. But I want to talk about Gotham. Is everyone watching Gotham?
I am way behind, so.
Well, we're going to spoil it for you, Larry. On the season premiere of Gotham, it was amazing, by the way. It was so good. But let me just say, the biggest thing I took away from it was that nobody took away from it. That there was the biggest example of police violence that I've ever seen on television. I mean, literally. I've seen gangster shows and stuff like that where they go in and they kill police officers. But this is a primetime show on Fox in a primetime slot, just like us now. And it was, especially with the news the way it is, you know, there's a lot of blue violence, people, you know. This is in the news. It's not even really happening as much as, you know, it's purported. But it was just very weird to me that they were able to do that.
And nobody even bring it up.
And nobody brought it up. That was my biggest thing. I was shocked. It was the most shocking hour of TV that I've seen in a long time. Not on regular TV.
Yeah.
You know, on HBO, they got, you know, sister rape and stuff. So I'm not even going to go there. But, yeah. It's just, it was very weird.
Is that why I should be watching Game of Thrones?
That there was, I didn't watch the premiere until the Tuesday after. It comes on Monday night show. So I'm watching it, and I was like, I couldn't believe I didn't hear about any of this in the context of that sort of thing. But moving away from there and going to the episode two, it was kind of a shocker that they killed off the character that they did. You know what I mean?
I didn't see the second
one. Oh, you haven't seen the second one? The second episode of the season?
No, I didn't see it.
I haven't either.
Well, no one has then. So we'll talk about something else. What have we done that we've all done, guys? Damn it. I'm glad we all saw episode one of Gotham, though, and were able to discuss that, even though I'm the only one who really said anything about it. Larry, what are you doing over here? Producer Larry is surfing the internet while we're... He's looking up magic cards.
Actually, I was looking, and just to correct myself, no, it would be more than... It would have to be two DVDs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did that measuring for the box set of Geeks of the Square Table?
DVD box set.
You know, I'm star of like 70 of those episodes. Just saying.
Okay. You want a gold star or something?
I want something. If we're selling DVDs.
Well,
you've got a website.
I know.
You get a ton of free comics every
week. I really do.
So there you go. You got your...
It's almost too much. And I just bought another $50 today. Let's talk about that. There's a lot of comics today.
You review all these comics, and you have stopped buying virtually everything that you review because you already have a copy of it. They send
exactly.
You
I'm not going to...
So,
yeah.
The $50 that you bought is only the people that refuse to let you review stuff.
So really,
exactly.
You're it's a better business support. Model to refuse to let you review their stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I buy more books. Marvel's got it. Marvel and DC have it over me now. They know.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it is, and I hate to say this because I really like getting... the advanced review and review copies that I do get. I really like getting those.
You
know,
write a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
And we share them all out on the
Facebook
page.
Exactly. And that's free promotion. And everything they send me, you know, PR-wise, otherwise, it goes right out on the website.
New reviewing does help sell books. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the thing about those, most of those books I would not buy. Like, there's a lot of books
that I
review that there's no way I would buy those. If I was just buying them off the shelf, you know, not knowing. But I read them, and then I review them because they were good. Yeah. And I think those are the books that need help. See, Marvel and DC, they don't really need help selling their books. You know?
Do they
but that's
really,
a great
I
business
don't know.
Model.
DC might need a little bit of help selling their books.
Man, they're still number two all the way around. As long as they've got Batman...
Yeah, that's all they are.
And they don't even have Batman really right now, which is weird. But they got Robo-Batman, Robo-Cop.
Robo-Bunny?
Robo-Bunny. Beep, beep.
Ironically, I would read Robo-Bunny.
Yeah. Jonathan Hickman's Robo-Bunny.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, right? But, man, there's a lot of books today. Let's stay on DC for a minute if we're talking about books that are coming out. There's another weekly...
Batman
they have
Robin
success
Eternal.
With the Batman
well,
weeklies.
Well, Batman Eternal was a good book. For the most part, it was...
I did not care for it. As a person who doesn't consider himself a DC fan, I still know a lot about DC. It seemed like it was just, hey, look, here's another Batman character.
It was
here's
long.
Another one.
Yeah, it was way too long, way too drawn out.
There were five different storylines that converged. They should have been four.
Should have been less. But this one's looking to correct on that, because this one is not even half as long as Batman Eternal.
Yeah.
And
they've already announced that.
Yeah.
And they knew that was a problem with Eternal.
They knew it was a problem.
Yeah.
Because Eternal was a full year. This isn't even half a year. This is like 24 issues. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But isn't it revolving around the We Are Robin and Lee Bermejo's book, Robin? And,
no.
And the war.
No.
Isn't there like a Robin war
there is a
happening?
Robin, there is a Robin war.
Why is Robin so hype right now?
Good question.
I don't get it.
Because there's no Batman.
So is, really?
I don't know.
That's such...
I don't know.
I don't get it. But go ahead. The We Are Robin, Robin War thing.
We Are Robin,
And Robin War.
Robin and Grayson, they're all crossing over for Robin War.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a couple months. I don't know when exactly.
Yeah.
So now, you say the We Are Robin. Yeah. There's multiple Robins, not one Robin with split personalities.
There are multiple... It's like a street gang of like, Robins.
Okay. There's already been a Joker gang.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some gang in The Dark Knight too? Or was that Joker gang? Wasn't there some character gang?
There were a couple guys dressed up as Batman.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay. I haven't read it, honestly. I don't want to, you know,
it's not
rain all over it.
It's not a bad book. It's,
yeah. I love Lee Bermejo, but he's not drawing it.
No, he's not drawing it. He's only writing
I love
it.
His
but
art.
The art's still not bad. It's
yeah.
Still pretty good.
I love his Suiciders. That's a great book. But, yeah, that weekly comes out today, Wednesday, the 7th of October. So get that if you got it. What else is going on over at DC? Telos. Now, Telos came out of their last big event. He was like the big bad villain.
Except he wasn't,
exactly. So where do they go from there? Is it sort of like having the Yellow Lantern Sinestro solo book?
Hopefully they go to the trash bin.
Really?
The toilet. They light
he's
it
just
on fire.
An irredeemable character.
I don't know. He's no character's an irredeemable
Certainly,
character.
Certainly, of course. Yeah.
But they have the same writer writing it as the one who wrote Convergence.
And he wasn't a comic book writer, though,
he's
was he?
He's not a comic book
exactly.
writer.
Exactly. Well, and he is now. He's written multiple comic books.
And they all suck. They're all steaming piles of shit.
Well, that stinks. So, yeah. There's a lot of villain books that seem to be okay at DC, and then they just sort of drop off, man.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the other news that came out today? As far is there a Superman or Action Comics that came out today?
There's an Action Comics.
Have we heard the news about the new secret identity of Superman?
I have not.
Oh my goodness, his name is Archie.
We're gonna find out.
There's already an Archie book. Why do we need another one?
Go get that Action Comics,
I'll
dude.
I'll go grab that Action Comics.
There is Archie Clayton. Maybe is his new secret identity.
So did he? You know, is he?
Well, he was outed.
So he's
I guess
changing names.
So I guess he's gone ahead and yeah, getting a new secret identity. And I'm sure it explains in this issue why he gets this secret identity. But I'm not actually sure why it's even appropriate for Superman to need a secret identity anymore. I mean, what is he going to do behind the scenes that he can't do through anyone else? I think what Superman needs is an oracle. You know what I mean? Lois Lane needs to be an oracle for him. I don't know what to do to save Superman. I find it ironic that Superman's the one that needs saving in this year.
Superman's needed saving for
well,
a long
yeah,
time.
I know. If you listen to the movies, he's got to start killing people.
He's killed people way before that.
Yeah,
though.
He has. And I'm not seeing it in here. It does say Clark Kent's old neighborhood, so maybe this isn't the issue where that's happening. Oh no, here we go.
I call it dibs.
Yeah, keep it clean, Archie. He's definitely Archie Clayton now. And he appears to be some sort of truck driver, like a delivery guy.
Sounds like a fun job.
Hey, man. I would think being Superman would be a cool job.
Yeah.
Why not just be Superman?
Well, I mean, I guess,
you know...
That's a good book.
The Martian Manhunter.
I mean, now, really, if you think about it, how people feel about the press nowadays...
Oh.
The Boy Scout... Well,
yeah.
No, I mean, people don't really trust the press. So, I mean, really, you can't
but he
think
wasn't,
the Boy
yeah,
Scout...
He hasn't been part of the mainstream press for a while. Hasn't he been doing, like, a blogging
yeah,
thing
it's
for
all
a while?
New media.
Yeah, that's all what he's been doing.
But maybe it is passé, though. That
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
But I think the entire idea of a secret identity is passé. You know, I mean, who has a secret identity anymore?
Spider-Man.
Does he even need it now as a multi-billion-dollar corporate magnate? Does he even need that anymore?
Well, you know, when...
And why is he driving a car?
When his multi-million dollar empire collapses because it has to, because he's Spider-Man...
He'll have that to fall back
on. Then he's going to need his secret identity, but I'm sure it'll be exposed or...
Again. Yeah,
or
always.
Something.
Always.
I mean, there's Civil War 2 coming out, allegedly.
Yeah,
so,
and no one
so, no, there is Civil War 2 coming
there
out.
There is!
We actually
did you get the postcards?
We got a postcard.
A single postcard.
A postcard.
And if you haven't heard this news, a postcard went out to comic book shops, and all it had on it was the Roman numeral 2 in the same font as the original Civil War.
What? I will
Iron
go get
Man,
the postcard.
Yeah, go get
it.
And it had Iron Man punching the new Captain America, who's Falcon.
Sam
Wilson. And the scene was very reminiscent of several of the Iron Man versus Captain America, which is now timeless and historic from the decade now old event, Civil War, which has had
that was a decade ago, man.
It was. I had to look it up, but it made me kind of, frown a little bit too. Because it seems like only yesterday. It was such a great event. It really was a good event. And a lot of people were crapping on it on the internet before they even got it. Why? Oh, they're going right back to the well. That well, Marvel has always done that. How many times did the Phoenix come back? How many times did the X-Men fight the same old Magneto over and over again? The Avengers fought Ultron like 100 times.
Yeah.
They always go back to the well.
And Mark thought so much of it. Yeah.
Oh, that he folded it.
He folded it and threw it away and like stapled stuff to it.
And he wrote like a note on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is reminiscent of, and it's got the MNV, so it's definitely a Steve McNiven, artist rendering of that. I don't really care
and
for it.
And it says Spring 2016 on the back.
Yeah.
Now, if it was
coincide with that wonderful Civil War,
that
movie.
One movie. Now, a lot of people are saying that that's what this is on the internet. They're saying that it's a cash grab, and I'm like, no shit. Marvel is in business to make money, just like every other business. But this is going to sell regardless of whether or not there was a movie coming out or not. Civil War was a hugely popular event.
I mean,
and it still is.
That Civil War Secret Wars tie-in
is great.
That sold. That had to be one of the highest selling Civil War.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was, and it's still going on. It's still
it's like another issue.
It's really fun. So why wouldn't they capitalize on this synergy of a popular brand that obviously they've created? And a new wave of comic book writers.
There's one thing Disney's good at, it's synergy.
And the movie coming out,
yeah,
exactly.
They know how to pump things out.
Exactly, so they're going to make, and it is about making money, certainly. But I'm going to buy it, and I'm excited for it. Let's speculate a little, what's it going to be?
I'd just like to know who's writing it, that's all I want.
Yeah, I want to know who's going to write it. Obviously, we're going to have hero versus hero, that's always what these, Civil War is. And a lot of people on the internet were all saying, well, they just had Avengers versus X-Men and things like that.
Well, they just had, Hickman's run on the Avengers, which just ended with Captain America. It literally ended with Iron Man and Captain America in a fist fight as the world ended.
Exactly. So there's definitely fodder there. There's ammunition there that they can build up to do something different. It's not going to be another registration act. It's not going to be a carbon copy of the event. There's going to be new elements.
Well,
and just because they're using the name, if we go by that rule, they can't do another one because they already used that name, then Secret Wars is shit, and no one should be reading it. And that's a lie for anyone who's read it, because it's awesome.
Well, the question is it going to be a movie tie-in?
I don't think it's going to be a movie tie-in, just by the picture. I mean, that is not the Iron Man from the films. That is the new Iron Man from Bendis' run. And that is not the new...
Remender's run. Oh, no, Iron Man. Yeah, that's
Iron
Bendis'
Man,
Iron
yeah.
Man. That's Remender's
exactly.
cat.
And
yeah.
Remender's cat. Well, Remender's not him anymore. He's not
now it's Nick Spencer's cat.
But I prefer him on indie books anyway. But that's beside the point.
His indie books are all great.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be... like
so,
that.
Which the movie tie-in, of course, thing is probably going to be closer to be a registration act type plot.
Well, that's not the rumor that's going on. There is some talk about how to to regulate heroes, but there's not a full blown registration act like politics. They're not going to weigh the movie down in politics, because Civil War was kind of weighed down in politics.
It was very weighed down in politics.
Tony Stark had at least 3 press conferences in that series, at least, just in the main series.
Oh yeah.
So it was very, you know, political, and that was good for the time because we were a torn nation, and Marvel has always done a good job of trying to reflect the real world in their stuff.
If you look at it, really, I mean, that's what the X-Men were originally all about.
Yeah, Malcolm X and equality. Yeah.
So really, the Civil War is just kind of retelling on other... It's very... it's a new telling of... classic issues. So there could be those rights issues.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be elements of that in it. It's way so early, man. I don't even think it's a good idea for Marvel to do something like this. This is ridiculous, in my opinion.
This is like 20 years ago that the original one. It'll be
what?
It was a decade.
Civil War, yeah, about 90s.
Okay. No, it was in the 2000s.
Early 2000s. Oh, the 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 05, 05, 06.
Okay, so it'll come out, the sequel will come out like 10 years later. So.
And I'm okay with that. You have new writers, new ideas, building off of the same, you know, ongoing universe, so. I mean, obviously, the Marvel Universe looks a whole lot more like a Marvel Universe that it was just before Secret Wars. So Secret Wars didn't even really change much. Everyone, oh, it's a reboot. Nah, not really. It's really just the same old thing they've always done. But
they just shifted a few things around.
Yeah, and they do that anyway all the time. So let's talk about the card itself and this promotional marketing strategy. I think this is a terrible idea. All Marvel did was to promote this event, which they're obviously going to promote a lot more before the event actually comes.
Right.
Is a card with...
This is a teaser.
But why send the teaser to comic shops? Why do it in that way? Why not just say, hey, PR,
gonna send it to, you know, people at Comic-Con?
Dude, they could have sent out a picture with just the 2 Roman numeral. The Roman numeral II. That's it. And it would have blown up the internet as far as, you know, the fanboy websites. People would be like, oh, what's this? And there would have been so much talk and so much speculation. And then a week later, put that picture out. The picture of Iron Man punching the new Cap, Falcon.
I mean, fair enough.
You know what I mean? This hit the websites like this. It was a picture of this postcard, and then another picture of the back of the postcard. That's how it was promoted on the internet. That just seems weak to me. You don't have any control.
This wasn't meant to build hype with...
It certainly did, though.
With
so maybe I'm stupid. It did though.
More about building it with at the stores, because it's just enough to get us talking about it. That's
exactly
all they wanted to do.
So, but a store, in order for this to be exciting to a store, there would have to be a lot of potential for high sales.
Well, it obviously wasn't exciting to the store because
Mark
folded it, wrote a note on it, and threw it in the trash and stapled it.
It doesn't even look like an important note. It looks like kind of like a shopping list, like a Sonic order.
I think he put like
what kind of
like
tea
some
you
money or something and stapled it to it.
So
yeah,
if Marvel's idea was to excite the stores, that
well, I mean,
it didn't work.
And he thought it was a waste.
It is a waste. I mean, what are you going to do with a postcard that you couldn't do with a preview that comes out, you know, or like a little press release?
Well, if this wasn't... Exactly. I tell you what I would do with this. If it wasn't wrote on, stapled on, and folded in half, I'd put it on eBay, sell it for $20.
Oh, yes. You definitely could have sold that.
And thanks, Marvel. Finally something I can make money off of your comic books.
Right. But now it's not worth anything because it's folded in half. But...
Did this help the shop to make a decision?
We're talking about it right now.
Did this help the comic book shop make a decision on purchasing or selling?
But here's what's going to happen. If everybody's talking about it and they keep talking about it...
People would have talked about it regardless. I think it's a weird strategy. I'm not saying it didn't help them, of course. We're talking about it right now on a podcast.
If they want to affect our ordering, they have to hype it 4 to 3 months before it comes out. This is too early to affect ordering directly.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to order it until Yeah, I mean,
well, we're talking spring, so what's that? We'll get a solicit in January for it, probably. Maybe December.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, so we'll just have to wait and see.
This is the first in a series?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want everybody to be talking about it, and us, the people doing the order, to hear
about
you talking about it
yeah.
and everything.
And it's definitely going to be an Avengers event.
Obviously.
So, okay. Right now, there's a lot of Avengers books to get. A lot of new Avengers books coming out. So, maybe that's another direction they're trying to push people into. Whatever. Definitely.
Yeah. From my perspective of stuff like that, you know, I'm not really a big comic book fanboy, mm-hmm. but for people that's in, like, you know, everyday life, they're interjecting newer stuff to where it's probably going to draw in newer people.
True.
I mean, just like I said, it's coming from my perspective because
yeah.
you know, people that they think, you know, like what I used to, comic books are all the same, read about the same story over and over.
Yeah.
And of course, when you come to a comic book shop, you see, you know, the, like I said, the new hype about what's going on. So maybe they're going to, you know, like I said, draw in the new people to where it gets them to be looking
and,
more.
And that's true. Maybe that's what to get the
and
shop
also,
owner
like you
stock
said,
into
this
the
isn't the movie stuff, but really.
The movie can draw them in.
Right. That we don't know what the next movie, I mean, they could show up in the next movie. And Iron Man could be green.
And, yeah, true.
Yeah,
but
also,
yeah,
with Sam Wilson being Cap, we had a lot of people, you know, come in, and a lot of people of color would be like, okay, this is a hero I can relate
good.
To.
That's good.
And which, of course, that's what they were going for, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
and that weren't normal Captain America readers. A lot of people that wouldn't have read the first Civil War. And if Sam Wilson is featured prominently,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Well, and you do bring up an interesting aspect. I am happy that Marvel is going all in with these changes. Sometimes, especially at the big two publishers, they'll say, okay, we're going to make a change. And then they never use that character, except in his or her own book.
Right.
And I said her originally, because Captain Marvel happened to her way early. When Captain Marvel first got a book, yeah, she was in her own book, but she was nowhere else. And then they threw her in the Avengers, and she became more and more, you know, popular. But they do that a lot. So I'm glad that not only is Sam Wilson as Captain America in his own book, also in two Avengers books,
oh, yeah.
leading two Avengers teams, and is going to be prominent in an event.
Why is it going to lead two Avengers teams?
What do you mean? How was Wolverine in four books when Wolverine was in four books?
Even when he's dead.
Yeah, continuity doesn't matter anymore. Dude, Fair right enough. Now, we've got 6 months after the current event is over. There's still three issues left in the event. A book that takes place after the event will have four issues by the time the event's over. That's just weird. This would have never worked, you know, before now.
Before the internet.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it, because people can keep track better. You go into your shop and you see a book, and there's no way to tell the audience, hey, this book's actually 4 months later, until they open that first page and they say, oh, by the way, this is 4 months after Secret Wars. There's no way to tell them that. Now there's an understanding.
Well, also, you know, here's the other thing. Before the internet, nobody really knew that it was late.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it was like, when do we get it? Oh, comic yeah. gods, when do you send us the next
yeah,
book?
Yeah, true. You're true.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's talk about more comics, because let's talk about indie books.
Yeah, well, while we're stopped, I'm, of course, Lawrence America, and with me today is...
Adam.
I'm the Totally Awesome Gomer now, because I think that's what's happening at Hulk.
Oh, Totally Awesome.
Isn't that what it is?
It's Totally Awesome.
So you're all new, all different, yet look the same?
Exactly.
You're Korean ginger.
And the pirate.
Arr.
All right.
So let's talk about indie books.
The pirate? I like the pirate, but it needs something more
like captain. That. Captain Jack. Something cool. What?
We got to work on that.
Man, let's talk about indie books. We hit on DC. We hit on Marvel. I think the biggest book of the week is Paper Girls by Brian K. Vaughan.
That's interesting. Well, I'm
Saga
interested
writer.
To see Paper Girls versus Plutonia, which one's better, because they both have a very similar starting premise. They're very much they're going through the Sixth Sense Stir of Echoes issue. Where both sound very similar, yet they're totally different things.
I think they're very different.
Right, but they both, from just the blurbs,
okay,
sound but very
both
similar.
Both of you Stand By Me as a reference in the blurb. So
and, yeah. That's weird, because anytime you get a group of youth who are being friends and going on an adventure, well, people always go back to Stand By Me. And Plutona, yes, they did find a dead body, but they weren't
Paper
searching
Girls
for a dead body.
It's supposed
like
to be
Stand By Me.
One of them, they said, is somebody's retelling of Stand By Me.
I don't think that is what's happening in either of those books.
But well, that's the way it was sold. As okay. So-and-so is retelling of Stand By Me.
I don't think
Me.
That's what's happening. Plutona is a bunch of people who are loosely associated as friends. They all pretty much go to the same school. And they find the body of a dead superhero in the woods. That was the first issue. That book was very good because Jeff Lemire knows how to give you characters where they appeal to you in two or three panels. Well, each there's like six characters in that. Each character only gets two or three panels, you know, per in the book. But each one has their own problems, has their own just little quirks, but yet again has their own little, you know, attractions to them. It's all very good. And you find yourself rooting for and rooting against them immediately, which is fun. It's the goal of a writer. They want to do that. Paper Girls is a little bit different. Oh, but they find a dead body. That's where issue one ended. I did not read issue two, which I think dropped today.
It did.
I have not read it yet. Paper Girls, I did get a chance to read it. It did drop today. Cliff Chang is doing the art. Wonder Woman artist. Oh, my gosh. It's easily the best art of the week. Maybe if that Tomb Raider book wasn't out. I really am a fan of that Tomb Raider book's art.
Plutona is a miniseries, though.
Yes, I think Paper Girls is an ongoing. In Paper Girls, and this is going to be a spoiler alert probably for Paper Girls, still definitely worth the read even if I spoil it. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a bunch of girls who deliver newspapers. And they're out on November 1st, the day after Halloween, and there's some weird Halloween leftover shit happening. But they go into a house trying to follow some stuff that's going on, some, you know, hooded figures, you know, look like black bandaged mummies, really. But there's either an alien or a time travel thing going on, and they find this machine. There's a lot of mystery going on. The problem I have with Paper Girls, and I wrote this in my review, you can find it at OutrightGeekery.com, is Brian K. Vaughan does a great job of delivering these characters, but not really endearing them to you. You really don't give a damn what's going on. The real appeal of the comic is the mysteries of what is going on. It starts off with this weird demonic element.
The way they sell it is...
moves into like an alien, and maybe a time travel
Stand By Me meets War of the Worlds. And a mysterious young adult adventure.
I do not like the Stand By Me thing.
It's a retelling of Stand By Me, quote
unquote. I don't like that either. Because Stand By Me, they were going to find a body. In this one, they accidentally came across a body. You know?
Well, in Stand By Me, yeah, one of them accidentally.
Certainly there's a possible potential for both to be coming of age young adult stories. And maybe that's what they're talking about, but I don't know, dude.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really. Yeah. You know, a group of teens finding a body out in the woods, that's going to get a Stand By Me reference.
There's no Will Wheaton, all right?
How do you know that?
Yeah, exactly, it's not over yet. Maybe he'll show up issue three or four. There's other indie books coming out. Jughead number
Jughead.
One, Chip Zdarsky.
Archie's been pretty good.
Archie's been great. I did get a chance to read Jughead. It's good. It's a very good modern take on Jughead.
Who's writing it? It's Chip.
Chip is writing it.
And he's writing a lot lately.
He's writing the new Howard the Duck.
He's
been writing Howard the Duck for a couple months now.
I don't think I'm a fan of Chip Zdarsky.
As a writer or as a person?
No, I love him as a person because he draws sex criminals, and you have to be an awesome person to be able to be a part of that book.
I'm just saying their like cover photos are hilarious.
Yeah, it's so good, dude.
Did you see him reject that Harvey Award?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Very classy.
Very classy. I just don't know if I like him as a writer.
So why did he reject the Harvey Award?
Because he says it's a creative team effort. Yeah.
He got an award for like humor in a book or something. And he's like, well, you know, Matt Fraction.
He wrote all those jokes.
I just drew all of it. Yeah.
Which is really classy of him to do that.
Is the Harvey Award, is that for writing, though?
It's for comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all around.
Yeah, so.
But the problem I have with Jughead is it feels like a modern take on Jughead, but there's just certain problems in the dialogue for me that kind of harken back.
How many hamburgers were eaten?
He plays. It starts off with him sitting up all night playing this video game, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of like he's playing like a Elder Scrolls, because it's got the video game characters talking, and it says, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And he just, and then it's, "Oh, wait, what are you doing?" So he's just killing everybody in the game. So it was really fun, and he's up all night, you know. And then Archie comes and picks him up for school. Yeah, but there's just some problems with the dialogue, like. The Archie comics are supposed to be rejuvenating themselves, being modern, staying relevant, and it just feels like they're throwing back for throwback's sake. Because, hey, it's Archie and Jughead, it's supposed to be throwback. No! If you're going to update something, go all in, man. Use modern-day jargon.
Archie's pretty updated. But,
it does. Mark Waid, though, has just, I think, a better grip on when to harken back and when to throw back to old-school stuff. Yeah. It's a lot more subtle. I don't know. It was a good read. Very solid read. It's Jughead, dude. You can't go wrong with that character. He's awesome.
The slacker character of the group.
Yeah. And he really fits with millennials in a way. You know, he's it's very easy to modernize him to be a millennial sort of, you know, lazy dude who still is wise and still knows things. You know, it's fun. Star Wars. I don't think we can. Did we talk about Star Wars?
We haven't talked about Star Wars.
Are there indie books we could talk about? I think that's it, dude.
Is Star Wars an indie book?
No. I consider it an indie book.
Why?
Because it's part of Marvel.
It's part of
one of the largest corporations in the world.
Yeah,
so good to be reading these books. You know what? When Star Wars was indie at Dark Horse, I did not care for it. At all.
See, the problem with Dark Horse Star Wars was it always felt like it didn't matter.
Yeah.
No matter how good
it was. You
know
why Star Wars has gotten better?
Exactly.
It has had a Lucasectomy.
I agree. It's got the best creators on it now. But are there any other indie books? Dead Vengeance number 1 came out. Very solid read, but from Dark Horse. Get
Outcast
that.
Volume 1 came out today.
Yep. That's Bob Kirkman. I'm the only one I know who calls him Bob.
Bobby!
Tet number 2 also came out. That's an IDW book. That's got a very interesting story, really fun art. And yeah, the Inhumans started the Humans, which is a monkey biker gang. It's a Sons of Anarchy with a lot better people in it. Sons of Anarchy.
Planet of the Apes crossed with Sons of Anarchy. That's,
but it's in the 70s.
Yeah, set in the 70s.
I love that book. You know, it's so fun. But yeah, let's talk about Star Wars. Plutonium number 2.
The Heroes tie-in or Bridge or whatever started.
Heroes Vengeance. I read it. It's okay if you really, really like the new Hero show that premiered, which we didn't talk about when we talked about TV. I don't think we talked about much TV. Anyway, you will enjoy it. I don't think you'll love it, but you'll enjoy it. Not like those old Heroes comics that were...
Yeah, well, the way they did those, they were
Isaac.
So integral to the part and everything.
But you didn't need them to enjoy the show.
You saw the show, but you're like, oh, I want this comic. I want these, you know?
Yeah, and they're very pretty hardcovers, those Heroes collected. Okay, Star Wars. Marvel decided to release every damn Star Wars book they published today, except for Lando, which is the one I was really looking forward to reading.
Lando's been really good.
I couldn't believe it. Why am I enjoying a Lando book? I hated Lando. All he did was fly the Millennium Falcon.
Hey, all he did was steal the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, man.
And betray everyone to Darth Vader. Yeah.
Steal the Millennium Falcon and raid Han's closet.
Yeah. Those are the clothes we've already established. Those are the clothes that come with the pilot of the Millennium Falcon. There's a closet in the, right there. Or maybe it's a basket under the seat. That weird ear dude who was co-piloting with Han, he just didn't fit. Or maybe he did fit. Chewie didn't fit in that dude's clothes. And that's why Chewbacca didn't wear the co-pilot outfit. But speaking of Star Wars...
Maybe there was a Hulk-like issue.
They did put out 3 today. The Star Wars proper comic, which has been fun.
Darth Vader.
Which has been, I think, by far
the best.
Darth Vader's
the best book.
It's so good. even with evil droids. If you'd have told me, hey, we're going to put evil droids in the book, I said, no, you're fired. Get out of my office. But
no, it's not evil droids. We're going to take C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yes,
and make just them make evil. Them sadistic. Yeah.
I just said, no, hey, you're fired.
Know, all they had to do is translate all those beeps and bloops. And yeah, he could have been pretty sadistic, as it is.
But the big shout-out Star Wars book today, I think, has to be The Shattered Empire number 2, man.
Is that your big shout-out?
It was so good. It was like watching the movie again.
It was good.
Greg Rucka is so awesome.
Greg Rucka's pretty good. And I had some good character moments in it. I thought it was a little slow. But, you know.
You know, the thing about Greg Rucka, one of his best qualities as a writer is building a universe.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to do that. So there should be, you're right, there should be a bit better pacing, perhaps, for him to build that story that he's building. Mm-hmm. But, I still loved it. I still thought it was so awesome.
The one I was
awesome.
Looking forward to came out today, and it's We Stand on Guard.
Number four, the end of it.
And I've been saying, I read the first couple, and I've been saving number three, and I was like, I'm going to go back and read them all four at once. Planning on sitting down doing that this weekend.
Easily the best Canada Gets Invaded by America book I've ever read. That's not saying a lot.
How many?
None. Yeah.
I mean, did you read the South Park novelization?
It's a weird book with allusions to modern day war. And it's a statement that comic books, I think, don't make enough. And it's cool. It's cool. Brian K. Vaughan also wrote a book called Pride of Baghdad, which has a lot of the same sort of tones. You know, a lot more respect, I think. In Pride of Baghdad, there's not, you know, point blank, you know, murder in that book. But the second issue of We Stand on Guard shook me hard with the torture that they did in there. It was a crazy take on waterboarding. I'll just flat out say it. He was making a statement against American torture or American, actions in war. And sure, there was absolutely no harm physically done to that person who was tortured in We Stand on Guard because they use like this technology that makes them believe that, like the Matrix almost.
Actually, if you Solar Babies.
Oh, yes.
If you've seen Solar Babies, yes. Where they had the one holographic where they could feel it and all. And
yeah.
They
put this dude's hand under there and it was covered with fire ants. Yeah.
And then they like dissolve his flesh. Yeah. Then he pulls it out and it's nothing.
But that's what it reminded me of. Let's ruin it all together. And We Stand on Guard number 2, they're dunking this girl in a tub of gasoline and setting it on fire. But it's all imaginary. It's all just a computer program happening in her head. And she does not talk. And that shook me because of the real world, you know, similarities you can make. But then they up the program, and her dad shows up. And he straight up says, I'm just going to love you and rape you over and over again. And it doesn't even happen. The actual action doesn't happen. She just breaks immediately and says, okay, here they are. And gives up her comrades, you know, in war. But it was just, man, it shook me. And just, it was very, very good writing and... Yeah, man. Yeah.
Definitely. And I'm sure that'll be in trade soon. And
hopefully with some bonus stuff.
I'm hoping.
This could be a universe that could be revisited and there could be stories told, you know, within this sort of...
I could definitely see even... this is like basically their last Freedom Fighters or whatever. But they mentioned... As far as they think they're the Canada's last Freedom
Fighters.
There
could be anybody.
But they mention... issues in other places, so
definitely,
there could be,
and there's a lot of angles you could go. I'm sure there's some northern Michiganders who are on Canada's side, you know. I'm sure there's something going on there. There's definitely a lot of potential, but I hate when Brian K. Vaughan only writes a few issues, because that's what you get. You get a lot of, hey, look what could have happened, but it didn't happen. He really needs a lot of books to tell his story. So I'm glad Paper Girls is ongoing, Saga is ongoing, Ex Machina was ongoing, so Why? Right? The Last Man was ongoing. So
I just sold a run of Why the Last Man trades this
good.
One and one guy.
Good. I feel good for that guy. Yeah. He's got a lot of good reading in front of him.
Yeah. He'd read the first one and then came back. Yeah, he's like, I just cashed my paycheck. I need these.
Yeah. Yeah. Why I'll do that to you, too. It'll make you, you'll come running back.
Yeah. Which it's nice to see that happen with other stuff besides The Walking Dead. I mean, I'm a Walking Dead fan, but usually that's the only thing you see.
People buy masks.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
I've also heard that Brian K. Vaughan is going to do a Walking Dead issue.
I actually heard that too.
Yeah,
I remember a while back. Yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't an issue. It was like an arc,
perhaps. Yeah, he'd be better in an arc.
Well, you know, and they introduced these other this whole other group a while back.
Yeah,
and did nothing with it.
Yeah,
and then you know they've got this whole event coming up, and it's
there's an event.
Well, I mean,
they're going to do two a month.
Not
like they
necessarily
did
an event
for All Out War,
like a comic event. But there's going to be an event in the comics happening.
Oh, so
some sort.
So you're ending the part where nothing happens for a while, and then everything happens.
Well, I mean, exactly. You know, they just had all those people killed by another group.
Yeah.
So they're all it's all not this
gonna,
build up to whatever they're going to do about it.
It's not
going to
be an Invincible Outcast, The Walking Dead, you know, like event crossover, Kirkman Land crossover.
You know, hey, and here's the one of my big disappointments, and I hope they, Bobby, if you're listening, issue 150. I want to see you continue the alien story arc from like issue 75.
Yeah.
Okay, those of you who don't know, like in the early letter hacks, somebody asked him how he's going to keep up ideas and all this other stuff. He goes, I don't know. If I get to issue 75, there's going to be aliens.
Yeah.
And so in the back of it, like at one point in issue 75, when the issue actually ends, you flip the page and then it goes into color.
Yeah.
And there's all the people that died were being kidnapped by aliens and slave labor. In you know, there's people leading the revolt.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
It was a pretty neat little three or four pages.
I want them to bring that to the show. I want aliens in the series.
And you know, and apparently that joke got made because that was the because he couldn't sell a zombie book.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
just zombies or whatever. So yeah.
Well, they proved him wrong, or he proved them wrong.
Yeah, it's he like proved them wrong all the way to
two TV shows. What?
I'm actually liking Fear the Walking Dead better.
I haven't seen an episode yet. I'll probably wait to marathon it once it all gets
On they just
something.
Did the last one.
Yeah, so it'll probably be a couple
going.
Months.
It is slow going.
Well, here
well,
it
I
is.
I thought The Walking Dead originally was pretty slow going, too.
Yeah, this
well, this
is, like,
is okay.
This is even slower.
Really?
This is, well,
it's, to put like this, it's, to
this
me,
is a, not a zombie show. This is a character show.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a family drama.
With
zombies.
Zombies.
Well, I mean, it's not even it's about not even about the zombies. It's really
it's about
the people. This disaster's happening. As far as this show's concerned, at least the start of it, you could have replaced the zombies with a flood or a hurricane.
Huh.
You know, I mean,
yeah. Or a mole man attack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You
yeah.
really don't see a lot of zombies.
I want to see that.
A mole man attack? Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, because the first...
Someday the FF movies will get it right.
The first few, you know, the first couple of issues
Why
or episodes...
Why do mole man's where it's at?
Yeah, dude.
You know, they don't know what's going on, and then they figure it out. It's all these debates. Everybody's going to think we're crazy. Do we save ourselves and let them stay here to die? And
yeah.
I've got to go rescue my family
like
and all this other... And it's all about trying. It's just essentially, it's just introducing you to these characters.
So it's the initial outbreak. It's the initial outbreak.
It takes place in the time of him in the hospital while he's in that coma.
Oh, okay.
This is. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Like it starts out when they're first, basically, they're first fighting the zombies and stuff. You know, very before, like when in the first episode, you know, there are no zombies.
Okay.
Like it starts out with one. The very first episode starts out with one of the main characters waking up after shooting up with heroin.
Oh, okay, cool.
And seeing his girlfriend
zombie.
As a zombie.
Oh, weird.
But now he doesn't know. He just knows that she killed three people and was eating them.
Oh.
So he don't know if he's tripping or what.
Right,
okay.
But he's crashing.
He's like, man, this is some great heroin.
Well, you know, and he's crashed. So, you know, and of course, nobody believes him.
You know, because he's a junkie, whatever, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they're trying to get, like, his parents are trying to get him, lock him into rehab and all this other stuff.
Oh, weird.
It'd be really bad to be hooked on heroin. So it's kind of like, apocalypse.
So he's just going, the people are going about their days and right, people right, become starting, zombies.
And it's at the very beginning, and
so it's before the outbreak.
They
even.
Find him. Yeah, it's before the initial moment of infection. The outbreak yes. starts in like the third episode,
but like it's whatever.
Maybe the fourth episode.
You remember on, in the news? I think it was about 6 months ago. They said there was this guy in like L.A. that was a zombie.
It was Florida bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts. Okay, it would be essentially that. Like that.
Oh,
okay. Like okay, well, there's some weird bath salts thing going on. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh well, I won't sniff bath salts. So I'll make sure yeah. I don't get zombified.
Right. And then
it becomes more than that.
Now, and of course, he in the second episode, he proves to the parents see a zombie, and they're like, "Oh shit!" Yeah, and by the end of the third episode, there's riots.
Okay,
because there's video of the cops just shooting people.
It's like Rodney King.
You know, so they see him just shooting this unarmed black guy, and it goes on
because he was a zombie.
And this is all like. In the same day or two.
Oh, wow. You know, well, that sounds like it might
right,
be.
But he's a zombie, but everybody's protesting because it's Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're like, oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
that's
so
okay.
It's an interesting perspective. We're seeing them watch it all, and they kind of have an idea it's about to happen. You know, they figure out a little earlier than everybody else.
And then, but, then they also interject the, like when Hurricane Katrina happened, about they locked, you know, people in the
Superdome.
Well, yeah, I wasn't gonna go too much, but yeah. Then it talks about you know them quarantining people and all this other stuff,
and it makes
like because the army shows okay. up and they're all yeah. You know, so
it makes similarities, makes yeah. connections to right. real. Oh, that's life, fun. Yeah. Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah,
I want to check that out. But I'm going to wait. It's only 6 episodes, right?
Right. It
and they're also
an interesting
the first season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. But they're also doing a web series now, too?
Maybe.
Yeah, I've heard about that. What's it called? The Elevator or something. It's like some really small budget dealio. Like 2-camera thing.
Let's see.
Yeah. They got Walking Dead everything. Bob Kirkman's wiping his ass with $100 bills. Good for him, you know.
I guess he can share some of that money.
He should do well. He does. He's got his own comic book publishing line, so you know, he helps creators.
He should give me a rebate for buying so many of his damn
Invincible.
Books.
Damn it! Since it's a reboot, can I get my Invincible money back?
Fear the Walking Dead web series, Flight 462.
Yes, an airplane, not an elevator. I knew it was some enclosed space. It's like going to be like a 2 or 3 camera shooting sort of deal.
Well, and here's the thing. It's definitely a neat concept. I like seeing... Because, okay, so... Here's the thing. It's supposed to be the zombie episode. You know, what it's... Zombie movies done right are never about zombies. They're about society.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if you look... If you look at all the Romero movies...
It's a dark side of society.
His statement, his viewpoint on society.
Definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, is what's made them so poignant, so resonant. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if you look at the original Night of the Living Dead.
Okay.
You know, who's the hero? We're talking a movie in 1968.
Yeah.
The hero's a black guy. He doesn't die first. That's a very odd thing. Even for a lot of movies today. Back then, it was virtually unheard of.
Yeah.
And it made a big statement the way he did it.
Exactly.
And then you look at Land of the Dead. It's all talking about the Bush administration and stuff. Uh-huh. And, you know, the original Dawn of the Dead was about consumerism in the 80s. You know, so this is really... Kirkman's, he's just trying to tell a tale about people.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's. I think it's neat to see because you can go so far with Beyond, but this is really telling about people during the fall. And I like that with them doing the different series. the web series. You can see about a different group of people during the fall.
And on and on an airplane. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to tell the sort of story that, you know, symbolizes social relevancy the way you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't even think The Walking Dead does that very well.
Well, I'm not saying that's what... Romero was going for social relevancy.
What you're saying
like that
is Bob Kirkman has destroyed the zombie genre for all time because he's taken it away from the Romero genesis of speaking to masses about important
the good
things
zombie
using
movies
stupid ideas.
Are not about zombies.
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
Romero chose to make his many political statements. Kirkman. The show and the book aren't about statements.
No, it's just about they're, people.
I'm not saying
they're
it's just people. About
they're
people.
About characters.
Yeah, yeah. It's a he's a character writer.
Certainly,
he's telling
yeah,
character stories.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I'm not saying zombie movies have to be.
I think they should. I enjoy them. They're better when
well,
they do.
A lot of movies would be better if they had something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Not everybody does.
I do. Damn it! I got something to say.
And say it.
I don't really have anything to say. I don't really have anything to say.
But yeah, but again, it's like it's a way of connecting other people that are not usually interested in one genre type of.
Oh yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, and the best thing I'm liking about it, having read all
it's
the
mass
comics,
appeal.
You know,
yeah.
I like seeing it something that's a new, fresh perspective that's not anyhow remotely based. On stuff I've read. Because, you know, I can kind of predict The Walking Dead. So
it's The Walking Dead without Rick in it, right?
Right. I mean, essentially, well, you
it's
know.
What I've wanted for about 50, 60 issues. So,
you know, I mean, really, it doesn't have Rick. Yeah, you know, it's.
And then the paths of the comic and the show have certainly deviated a lot,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
Rick's still got both limbs, you know.
Fear
both
the Walking Dead and Walking Dead seems to be going a little more harsher than it's starting off harsher than The Walking Dead did
relative to the book.
No, relative to the TV show.
Well, what I'm saying is, The Walking Dead TV show wasn't as harsh.
No,
as
no,
the
book
Walking
is
Dead
way,
comic.
Way harsher.
Way. So you're saying that this show is a lot.
Is a little closer to that harsh
lends
level.
Lends itself more to the tone of the comic.
Because, I mean, there's a guy that gets tortured in a scene. Oh. You know, I mean, there's.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, there's.
Rape.
Yeah, that happened. That was. That's my favorite part of the comic. Is
well,
when,
and you see, and because
what's her
because
name?
Walking
Pop
Dead
Steve's.
Has slowly,
oh, it's so good.
Slowly pushed the boundary up and up. This is already starting at that higher boundary.
Oh, okay,
so.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. The Walking Dead has set a precedent. You can't go in, you know, wishy washy.
Yeah.
You have
so,
to go in full
they're
steam
starting,
ahead, right?
You
from,
know,
yeah.
And even though people are thinking it's slower, I like the character development.
Yeah. But it is escalation, just like Commissioner Gorn said, you know. Eventually you're going to have a zombie movie where, or a zombie TV show where it's just constant blood and gore. And you're going to have to go to HBO.
It's going to be crossed anime.
Right? In the 80s, we had the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon, and now we're up to Game of Thrones. I think that's what's happened. That's the evolution of the fantasy fiction on TV. That's where we've gone. From a little kid barbarian... to brothers and sisters doing it. That's where we've gone.
What does that say?
About society? I'm not willing to make that. I'm not willing to even go there, man. I'm just making a statement.
I'm just
calling them how I see
them. Yeah, that's
right.
All I'm saying.
I have a sister somewhere out there. She's hanging out. She's nothing like me, though. I'm the white sheep of the black sheep family. I'm the normal one.
So you're married, though, right?
I am. I'm married, and I got little ones hanging out. So they're nothing like me. They hate my guts. I got one shot with that girl, though. One shot to make another me, a little mini me.
I don't know. I think you should do whatever you did the first time because you have two of the best behaved kids.
They are awesome kids.
I don't know what you do to get your kids to behave, but
whether they need it once a week, I beat the shit out of them. Whether they need it or not.
Yeah, you know, I thought sometimes they were a little twitchy.
You don't yell that shit you thought you got away with.
I went to hand him change and he jumped a mile in the air.
Yeah, sure, I handed him the book real quick, yeah, right. But I didn't expect him to ball up and cry.
No, I'm pretty sure my 4-month-old daughter, she's going to be the first female editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics. That's my plan. That's my my plan. So tell whatever her name is on Miss Marvel to quit now. No competition. Well, let's wrap this up.
It is about that time. Seems how you want to wrap it up. Do you have any final thoughts?
Man, I don't. It just feels really good to be back doing the podcast. New York Comic Con this weekend.
I don't know what you mean being back.
I'm back.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for episodes.
It feels good for me to be back. And New York Comic Con this weekend. Hopefully a lot of news coming out of there. So check out Outright Geekery for all that. We're up on it. We're up on it. Send us some emails. You know, we want your questions. We want your questions and comments for the show.
Any final thoughts? Any comments, Pirate?
Yeah. Just nothing really. It's something different. And it's not normal, at least I thought it was just going to be, you know, just talk about little, you know, comics here about what's happening and not just a little.
Well, we talk about everything.
We talk about everything and anything.
Geeks are more than just comics.
We talk about it all.
Geek is life. We talk about life.
Larry, do you have any final thoughts?
Maybe. I don't know. My brain's worn out. It's been a long day.
It's
a big day
for comics.
It's
the weekend, the Wednesday before Comic Con weekend, New York Comic Con weekend.
So this particular shopkeep is a little frazzled.
Comic monger.
Buy more comics. Adam.
Invincible Iron Man number one.
I'm going to stick with my standby and fuck Brian Michael Bendis.
Did you bought one of his books today?
I know I bought one of his books today.
Did you get Old Man Logan?
I did get
You
Old
bought
Man
two
Logan.
Of Bendis' books of today.
Old Man Logan is shit.
It is. I don't know why I'm reading it. It's like a tour of Battle World.
Because I already bought the other four. Might as well get the fifth
one. It's like going on a tour, right? Of Battle World with a dude who hates Battle World. When you go on a tour of Nashville, you want, hey, welcome to Nashville. And the dude's, you know, telling you how awesome Nashville is. Logan hates Battle World. He's like, man, Battle World sucks, and here it is again.
It's gonna be where I go, I get punched in the face.
I just spread my legs and let Bendis just kick me in the nuts every week. I don't know why I do it.
And speaking of hating people, I rewatched one of my former movies I like, The Rock, and it is a Michael Bay movie.
Oh, dude! It's okay to like one. I liked just The Island. The Island was fun. And his Transformer movies are good if you're a 10-year-old kid.
If you like explosions.
Yeah.
But the problem with the 10-year-old kid thing is those movies are like 2.5 hours long. What 10-year-old kid wants to sit there for 2.5 hours?
My kid will do it. He'll do it and then look at his tablet and then look up at the explosions and then look down and then more explosions and then look down at his tablet where more than likely there's explosions going on whatever he's doing there.
He's blowing shit up on the video tape.
Well, the new America. 2 weeks to Back to the Future Day. So I don't know if we're doing anything special, but I've recently watched them. They're all available on Amazon Prime.
Getting that Pepsi Perfect?
No, I was promised a hoverboard. Larry saw this. I was promised a hoverboard. All I'm getting is a shitty Pepsi bottle with the same shitty Pepsi in it. I'm pissed. That stinks, man.
Yeah. And I mentioned I saw a self-heating jacket at Home Depot the other day.
But that jacket, like, dried him with air dry.
Did you see that Jaws 19 trailer?
Yeah, I posted that was pretty funny. On the Facebook account for the site. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
You know, the sad thing about that is that could have been a reality.
The Jaws movies?
Yeah.
I think if it wouldn't have been Steven Spielberg saying, nah, I don't want y'all to do anymore, they probably would have.
I don't know. I don't think that fourth one was just so shitty.
Like in Jamaica with, like, the mom.
Yeah. There was a fourth one?
With dude's
Jaws
mom.
Jaws the Revenge, yeah.
Yeah, and the grown-up Brody's kid. Yeah, and the 3D one.
Oh, God.
It's good to watch just because of the terrible 3D.
The glass break.
Yeah, it's terrible. Awesome.
I'm going home. I'm going to eat.
All right, well, I guess that is all for Geeks of the Square Table, episode 102.
Check us out. Geeks of the Square Table.
Check us out in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
you know, at Comic City 2 or online at ComicCity2.com or OutrightGeekery.com. And seeing how nobody else said it, good night, Elaine.
You know, I don't know about that dude either. Jules should be here.
He was supposed to be here. He What's be up here. With Jules?
I don't know.
Now,
hear this and come next time.
I mean,
he can't stand being called out.
Did anybody give
he's
an
like,
F?
He's like,
Marty I really
McFly.
Thought that's where you were going. I thought your final thought was going to be my old stand boy by F. Jules.
Yeah. That's Taylor's stand.
Jules is like Marty McFly. If you call him a chicken, he'll do whatever you know you told him to do. So you get
yellow
up here,
Jules.
Podcast chicken. What's wrong, Jules? Chicken?